Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, hello, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach. Welcome you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but over 20 shows available on the network. You can also go to our new merch site, MerchEngine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves, as well as a new design that I keep promising, but I swear is going to come out really soon. It's really, really funny, and I love it. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen who you know and love from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. We got Nate Marshall.
Ooh, thank you for having me, Zach. Always love this.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm very excited.
And Andy Malafarina.
What's up, Zach? Thank you for having me as well. Also, always very excited. Genuine feeling, not just copying Nate.
Thank you, and I appreciate you guys being here. You guys are the fucking best. It's going to be a fun, easy day. I'm going to watch a stupid movie. Let's get plugs out of the way. Nate?
I got my first like real headlining gig coming up July 14th at Arts Quest in in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And just my IG, I'll post the link when it's like officially up on Is That Nate Marshall on Instagram.
Phenomenal, Andy.
Obviously, Panties in the Mouth podcast, patreon.com/PITM, get in there for $1, lots of content over there. And then if you like music, I have a music podcast called Drag the Lake. And if you want to hear me yap for an hour every week, No More Heroes, look it up.
Phenomenal. Guys, I'll be out on the road with Luis J. Gomez. I'm heading to the Secret Group in Houston, Texas. I'm headed to Lafayette, Louisiana. And I am headed to Connecticut for comics at Mohegan Sun, I believe. It should be really, really fun. Come hang out. It'll be a fucking blast. I've also got dates coming up in a bunch of places, so stay tuned to my social media at Zach Is Not Funny on Instagram. Before we go any further, got a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, real quick, a new segment on the show where I promote some of my friends' stuff who I think you guys should check out. And I actually want to talk to you about a podcast. It's called the Troyalty Podcast. And it debuts Saturday mornings at 8 Eastern on youtube.com/TroyaltyProd and all pod platforms. And they also do a movie review show called the Academy Awards. Their Patreon subscribers get early access to both shows and exclusive content at patreon.com/TroyaltyPod. They actually do OnlyFans reviews. If you guys remember a few weeks ago on Real Ass Podcast, Zia mentioned them. And they have some clips for you guys to check out. I hope you dig it. These guys are really cool dudes who happen to be friends of mine. And I hope you dig their show. If you like us, I think you might like them. Check it out.
The One Chip Challenge. I would already probably be crying. I really like Zia. I like what she does on her OnlyFans. I like what she does elsewhere.
They loved it.
Hey guys, real quick, I want to thank one of our favorite sponsors in the world, and that's our good buddies at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, Yo Kratom is simply the best place to purchase your Kratom. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and getting ripped off when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. They have all the best Kratom strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here, from Skankfest to the podcast, and, you know, they're really, really good to us. So check them out. Guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1987, Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds badass.
I was going to say something that starts with hard. You know Nate's got to be in here.
Now, I think we've been watching Marshall movies that are a little too good lately.
Yeah. Oh, this is dog shit?
We're going to find out.
Wait, how good were they getting?
We accidentally watched a couple good movies in a row, and you know that's not going to fly here on this movie. So I decided to make it real silly for a day. And so this is a bad action movie. written and directed by Andy Sedaris, who's done a ton of fucking action movies, including Malibu Express, The Racing Scene, Picasso Trigger, Do or Die, Hard Hunted, Fit to Kill, Day of the Warrior, L-E-T-H-A-L, Lethal Ladies, and Ladies Return to Savage Beach.
I like this guy. Ladies Return to Savage Beach.
Yeah.
Please, if you bring that movie up, I need to be on anything called Ladies.
We are going to have a little bit of fun today, and thank you so much to Frank for helping us get this movie so we could watch it. If you want to watch along with us, you know how to do that. We show the movie for free at midnight on Fridays with a pre-stream starting at 11:30-ish, depending on how long Godfrey goes. And, you know, the best way to do it is just promo code ZAC. But if you do it on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, however you watch it, I truly appreciate you guys supporting my stupid fucking show. And before any further ado, without any further ado, before I fuck this up anymore, friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
So this was shot in Hawaii.
It's going to have a lot of babes in it, I'm guessing.
We're going to see some babes.
Okay.
We're going to see some bazookas.
Ooh. I know you said you were picking a bad movie, but it sounds like you're setting up a classic.
This is going to be pretty 80s, gentlemen.
Yet to hear something I don't like. Mona.
Sorry if I'm gonna hit this cough button a lot. Getting over something.
No problem, buddy.
Great start, man in a Speedo.
Yeah. That's almost like a string.
Yeah.
He's showing a little side pube.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we can.
They have the same ass.
So this is a sequel to Malibu Express. So
I would take either from behind, dude.
My bad, this is a sequel to Malibu Express.
It's a sequel to a movie called. This guy just basically, this director just would write and direct a movie, make the money back, and make a new movie, and he just did that process like 10 times.
You don't have to go back to.
This is a man
time.
Doing what he loves.
I can request you for my staff in Honolulu.
The agency wants me on Molokai.
Also, there's one actress in this, and I'm going to have to figure out who she is, but I think it'll be apparent at some point, who has openly said she is drunk the entire movie and then got sober for the one after this and is very embarrassed of her performance.
In the one she's sober for?
No, the one she's drunk in.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. She was like, I should go back to being drunk.
Hey!
Wow.
Thanks, Zach. All right, you guys are going to lose me for the next minute and a half.
Those are good boobs.
That's what he was about to say. Yeah, those are good 80s boobs.
Yeah, those are top shelf 80s boobs. She's not even like
I also like this cabin of this boat with a clear spotlight in it. The lighting was so harsh. The director's just like, we need those titties brighter, boy.
Dude, we're so shortly into this movie and we've had 8 establishing shots. Yeah, we get it. We're in Hawaii.
Why don't we need the gun?
The gun?
Did they just get stranded? These Hawaiian marshals?
This land belonged to the Ayu family. They've been growing weed on this part of the island for 3
that guy's
generations.
Got a complete mussy.
Once a year I come down and I
Nate, that's just more
rock.
For you, dude.
What?
With boobs, bazookas. He said they're growing weed.
I was lost in his mussy. I didn't even see the fucking
his old Hawaiian mussy.
Everybody make out. Me, I get one small package for my trouble. You know, I pass them around.
Also, weird coincidence in the opening scene, the woman said, "You Tarzan, me Jane." And not that actor, but another actor in the movie goes on to play Tarzan in the Tarzan TV series 4 years later.
Oh, very fun. Thank you, Frank.
What a come up. So a movie like this, what's like the budget on something?
I don't have a budget on this one, but I would say not a ton. I thought this
was a what year was this again?
87.
Look at all those walkers. I feel like you see he's that gun he has is an Uzi, right?
Something's wrong. Yeah.
I feel like that's I feel like that's classic hired mercenary gun.
Especially in like the 80s.
Yeah, that's like a good I'm protecting some shit I don't know about because I got hired to do this gun.
Or like a drug cartel movie gun.
Yeah.
Bad military was the AK-47.
Whoa!
Starting off strong.
Yeah, gut shots, too. Just let them bleed out on their own faces.
He's like Ric Flair a little bit.
Now, this audio, this isn't just 80s audio. This is
exceptionally bad.
It's just...
This is the... I want all movies to have this music.
It's just like the classic Ride Through Vice City.
Yep.
Just hop on a Fangio.
Hey, guys, let's kill some runtime. Boys, move some boxes.
This was a golden age, too, of synth, because it was all very new. So, like, now it's more advanced than we know it. We're more used to it. But back then, everything was new. So, like, you could just do some basic shit.
Yeah.
And that's like, wait, what was the Ice-T song? The first one he had, 5 in the Morning. That one, like on your laptop right now, you can make a better sounding song than that. But like Casio's were the most advanced shit, so that's when people heard that they were like, "Oh fuck!"
What's this song? It's like one of my like current rock songs I fuck with hard. Have a Cigar. It has this like moment at the end where it's like, and I just know that's from like the 70s or 60s. Just at the time, like somebody heard that and was like, what the fuck? Just took that.
Yeah, that was off. Those were analog synths.
Yeah.
Those were so hard to program.
Yeah.
The original ones of those.
You're talking about from that song? Like that?
Yeah, yeah. Those style synths. Those, I'm a big keyboard nut.
Yeah, yeah.
And those old synthesizers were open patch bay, which means there was no digital, so you couldn't save sounds.
Yeah.
And basically, they have just a million ports in the front where you would program it with wires.
Yeah.
So it would take you like an hour to make a sound.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like when you had like Tears for Fears and shit, starting to use multiple sounds on songs, there would have to be a dude feeding floppy disks into the keyboards in between songs to load the sound
for like a concert, like
for a concert. Yeah. If you wanted to have multiple sounds on your keyboard, you had a stack of floppies, and they would have a guy off stage loading them for the next song.
Damn, just like a job that doesn't exist anymore.
Yep. Dude, that's what because I used to play music a lot, and that's what kept me from getting too into keyboards. Is it's so many fucking layers to it, and then like, a lot of times when you do it, it just you don't hear the work that went into it. It feels like it's like a very under, like programming a keyboard and doing all that shit's like an underappreciated art form, because you really can't. The average person does not understand how much goes into it,
or the amount of simplicity for like something like that. Like when they show the guy that did the soundtrack for like Troll 2, there's a documentary called Best Worst Movie,
yeah.
And they're like, how do you play that song? And he just literally, you just see him smile and press a key,
yo. That
and it's on an arpeggio, so it plays it, and he's just like, and he's just standing there like,
it was just like a one built into the thing.
Well, an arpeggio is basically you hit one note and it has a pattern that it follows.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you hit the next note, it moves it to that note, but it'll go like up three, down one, up, and like into the program.
It's like if you hear it going like just a lot of fast flutter of notes.
That's what that is,
dude. Yeah. The opposite happened, or the same thing happened, where that Zane Lowe guy was interviewing the dude who basically writes all the music for the Gorillaz.
Yeah,
and
I know exactly, the Omnicord.
Yeah, and he hits this button on his key because they're asking him about making like songs and stuff, and he hits this button on the keyboard and the preset, it literally is Clint Eastwood, you know. Dun, 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 like that song. And to the point where you remember how that song starts, psh, 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 dun, 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 that's how the preset
The fill.
Oh, even with the tsh,
yeah, in the preset it has the
yeah, so that's an Omnicord.
Yeah,
and it's not a keyboard, it's
oh okay,
it's got so it looks like a harp. And then it's got a touch thing so that you can play it like a harp.
Yeah. So you still like moving your fingers up and down.
You move your finger, and then you can change the key with the buttons, and it's at buttons instead of keys. But he goes, they're like, how did you write Clint Eastwood? He goes, oh, that's Rock One. And they go, what? Titties.
Woo.
He goes, yeah, that's Rock Number One. They go, what do you mean? And when you buy an Omnicord, the first preset when you hit Rock One is boom. Boom, 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 boom. And then he goes, finally, someone let me out of my key. They did nothing to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the best part, too, because the whole song is a rapper. Like, he did nothing.
Yeah.
He was just like, all right, I'm going to play this. He calls up Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and he's like, you rap? All right, we got a song, boys.
Never let up.
We're about 10 minutes in and we saw two sets of titties.
For no reason.
Yeah, my blood is going to leave my brain before the end of this.
And they're good movie titties.
They're actually, especially for 80s. They're like, the last one they just showed was kind of like, was like, she wasn't thick, but she was like slim thick for, that just wasn't, you know, I got to point that out when it's an old thickie.
Nothing wrong with that, baby.
That's like, I always got to give it a shout out, but in the beginning of Beer Fest are some of my favorite fake movie titties.
Yeah.
Where they're at Oktoberfest and the dude falls down and rips a girl's shirt off. Mm-hmm. Some of the best fake blonde titties.
We really got to appreciate like the age we live in. Because I was, what was it? The Tupac Get Around video came on at some point, and all of them ladies were like the thickest, baddest of the time. And there's like by today's standards, there's like nothing but flat asses in that video. And it's just, sometimes you just got to appreciate the life you live.
Mm-hmm. I've talked about this before. I'm convinced my ass obsession started with this snake is awful. Did you guys have the channel The Box?
Not that I can remember.
No. So I don't, maybe it was a New York thing, but it was channel 99, and it was a request music video channel.
Yeah.
So you would call in, and they would show the number to type in on your phone to request a music video. And I would watch it all day waiting for Weird Al. But I would watch it in the morning because I would have like an hour to the living room to myself. And I mean, I'm just little Zach wrecking his pecker to black chicks. Because in the morning, it would be like the two ones I remember are the Big Pimpin' video.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Where they had a really dark chick. Like she looked like she hadn't been unlocked yet.
Yeah. Noob Cybot.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to beat story mode once to unlock her. To get a boner from her.
And the hardcore difficulty. The other was Mystical Shake Your Ass.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember there was a few Nelly videos that got me. And shit.
Hot Here was a good one.
Mystical was real good.
Just pounding my fucking 12-year-old pud, trying to time coming to when a girl was on screen so I didn't accidentally come to Jay-Z.
One of the, speaking of Jay-Z, I had that same problem with the Crazy in Love video. Him, Beyonce in that first 45 seconds is so hot, but they keep cutting back to Jay-Z. I've accidentally splashed him popping up on the screen too many times.
I remember watching.
Now every time you go, you go, Hove.
There was a Madonna video. I forget what song it was. but it came out with the Austin Powers movie. So I just remember Madonna in a car with Austin Powers, and at one point,
Ray of Light.
Yeah, Ray of Light, and she's got like this, crop top zip up thing. And at one point, she unzips it and she shows Austin Powers her titties.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there being like, "Lucky." I remember wanting to see Madonna's titties so bad. Little did I know, it's actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it was super easy to see your titties. I just had to buy that book.
Yep.
She had a whole like photo book where you could see your titties in like the 80s.
Yeah, Sex or 90s. What it was
called. Yeah.
That was like Madonna at her, like when they said she used to go around in a limo and just call men in and fuck them and then kick them out of the limo.
She was going
like sex drives.
She was like bang bussing, but like for pleasure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Madonna's like, hey, now drop him off in this weird industrial park.
She's just squirting on faces. She's making dudes.
Friends in the booth, could you open the door for like 2 minutes and try and get this fly out of here before I fucking. And I know it's not your guys' fault, but it's dragging me nuts. Sorry, friends.
Yo, he wasn't around. That fly was like, as soon as y'all start the pod, I'm fucking shit up.
The fly's like, oh, you watching titties?
He's just a horny bro.
Oh, dude, get out of here.
No, I was too slow. And now my
slow reflexes.
All right,
so now this is what? The second or third montage we're watching? We're really padding this one out.
Damn.
This is a beautiful shot.
I was saying, this can't be that cheap, right? This double plane shot or helicopter plane
shot?
They
could have definitely bought that shot from someone else.
Yeah, they could be a combination of buying shots or just like... Yeah, you got two planes, one's got the camera, and you just make a day of it.
I wonder how much something like that costs. I guess like a couple thousand, nothing crazy.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, they're shooting on film, which is a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no way these bitches are flying the plane.
Yeah.
the tube. Is he tonguing in the back?
This is a day and age where you had
to love, by the way, every movie should have to have a song with the title of the movie as the chorus.
Yeah. Like that old Family Guy, that Family Guy thing was like, they said it. They
yep.
said it.
The titular line. That's a fucking great Upright Citizens Brigade sketch. When they had a show on Comedy Central.
Uh-huh.
It's a sketch in a video store where a guy's like a liar. And he's in the video store. He's like, Star Wars. I was in that. I had the titular line. And the guy's like, you're not in Star Wars. He goes, yeah, they cut it out. He goes, what was your line? He goes, I've had enough of these damn Star Wars. Shout out Doug Sackman, Troma alumni production guy, and one of my best friends who I believe got his acting start as an extra on Upright Citizens Brigade on Comedy Central.
First, I thought you were saying that was this guy. Oh, the snake got out?
I would assume so.
You think they keep a better eye on the snake that only looks like that? Not anything else in the history event of the world.
Yeah. The menacing snake.
What's the matter with you guys? The sun baked your brains? Now I got to get on the radio and get that plane back here. That snake they have is dangerous. It's contaminated.
What?
Okay. Snake's contaminated.
This is going to have, does this movie have some zombie? Here I am doing the thing. Trying to, ooh.
Okay, guys. Here we go.
You can tell those are great. Was she from earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first set.
By the way, I will not be able to tell these women apart for the rest of the movie.
Yo, they're the same lady.
Yo, this is great.
The hair.
This is one of the prettiest campsites in the whole world.
You know, actually, I think I'll be able to tell by boobs.
We are going to
I'm watching this like a married dude. Just imagine it like you're going on this tour with your wife and you're just like, yo, why'd you send the two models? I'm going to be fucking not focusing.
I feel like I would just lean over to my girl and be like, maybe I'm going to look. I'm going to look. Just try to have a good time knowing I'm looking.
I'd probably turn into a joke. So we can make a thing of it, and I'd be like, look at those fat pigs. And then just try to go with it.
I just make awkward eye contact with my wife the whole time if there's a hot girl in the room. I look at her like this, just in anger.
Like, let her know I would be having way more.
I look like, not looking. Not looking once.
She just laughs.
Then she's like, she's so sick of my shit. She said that on me.
No problem.
You know what I did? You know what I did to my wife the other night? After I came home from the show at Helium on Monday, first thing I said to her, I was like, "I got hit on tonight. I need you to know."
Did you?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah, she was talking to me for too long. I'm such a fucking married pussy. I'm just like, yeah, cool, whatever. Get away!
Solid move. I like that. Go home. By the way, I could have.
I don't get hit on. I really don't. I don't get hit on a lot. So when I do,
I've seen you get hit on a couple times and not realize you did.
Oh yeah, I've had that all through my life. It's just being like,
oh, have you, hot Andy?
Yeah. Well, no, just being a ditz. You know how I am. Just a hot ditz,
a dumb slut.
Yeah. Dumb hot, redheaded slut.
Not knowing people want these balls.
How Jax is this guy in the blue?
Yeah, he's my height. He's my height. Just extra diesel.
Dude, I've been
your height, my size.
I've been with my chick for so long that like my brain just turns off and I don't realize the situations that are in front of me.
Yeah.
And I told her a story that she completely reinterpreted for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a gig and I was staying at a motel and the maid knocked on the door to give me towels and she saw that I had a bottle of Fireball on the table. Uh-huh. And she goes, "Can I come in?" And I was like, yeah, I guess.
What is that?
And she goes, "So are you married?" I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Where's your wife?" I went, "At home." And she goes, "Oh, she doesn't come." Yeah, because I think she asked what I did at the comedy. I'm at the comedy club. And she's like, "Oh, she doesn't come to your show?" I was like, "No." She's like, "Oh, okay." And she just sits down in my room and starts doing shots with me at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Can I stay a while?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess if you're not doing anything."
You turn up.
And we just hung out for a while. And then she's like, "I guess I'm going to go." And I told her, I was like, "Isn't that weird? The maid just like came in and drank with me at 11 in the morning and then left." She's like, "Yeah, she was going to fuck you." And I was like, "No, that's crazy." And she's like, "Why would she just walk into your room?"
That also is like a borderline porn scenario. Yeah. So you're like, there's no way that's this.
Yeah, it was impossible. And I was like, that lady was like in her 40s. And I went, Oh no, that's age appropriate for me.
Yeah.
Can anybody just confirm this is the Thriller bass line?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've been kind of caught up that one of these ladies put a ninja star out their snake boots.
It's like the similar tone, and it's like almost there. I hear what you hear, Frank.
Yeah.
And that other lady has nunchucks.
They faded it away as soon as I said it, but it's definitely there.
Those two dudes with guns just lost to two ladies with nunchucks and ninja stars.
Did they just have ninja stars on their person?
She pulled one out of her boot.
The one lady has nunchucks.
It's OG drone.
That guy literally just needed to lean. That's like when I do movies and I'm sitting for no reason. Also, that man's Hawaiian shirt is doing no work. It's like it's unbuttoned to like his nipples, so it fits on him.
I wish I knew what that little thing they kept showing was.
That doesn't matter.
Probably a recorder. So I mean, who fucking gets?
Yeah, yeah.
We're watching a titty movie.
We're watching a titty movie.
Thank God.
I feel like I haven't seen titties when we do this in a while. So and the last titties I saw, I think, were dead. So, you know, they only got me, but so hard.
It'd be extra hard. That's my recipe.
I feel like the only one I've been here for that hasn't had titties was when it was just you, me, and LaMare. When you were out and we watched that bird one.
Birdemic, Shock and Terror.
That was impressively bad.
Thank you. I really fucked you guys in the butt on
that.
Dude,
I remember we hit about 45 minutes and I was like, they've had about 5 minutes of like exposition this whole time.
Yeah.
Talk about establishing shots. That movie was all establishing shots and weird Photoshop, or not Photoshop, like clip art birds.
I spent a day in the car with the guy that made that. So when I saw Birdemic, I was like, this is bad on purpose. And then I met the guy and I spent a day with him. And I went, no, he's just dumb.
Did he think it ruled?
He's super Asian, and I don't feel like he knew, like, how to write things in English. And then whatever was up there, he's like, this is perfect. This is, like, my dream. Because in his head, he made, like, a sequel to The Birds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
By the way, there's two more Birdemics.
Damn it, dude.
Yeah.
That's bottom cheek before there was bottom cheek.
Yeah, that's
bottom cheek. So nice.
Caught a little bottom cheek on the way in here. Andy didn't see it. He was driving. He had to keep his eyes on the road.
I was pissed. That was the main reason I was late. I was trying to find her.
You were doing laps for the bottom cheek.
I was like, where is she?
I was in an Uber going to a gig, and there was a girl with a giant fake ass, and the driver was like a hip-hop white dude. And I went, look at the fucking ass on this girl. Yeah. And he looks over and goes, yeah, it's probably fake. And I was like, if that ass is fake, I would kiss her doctor on the mouth. And he got so creeped out by that.
He hit you with the, okay, too gay.
Yeah, I went too far for him. I love calling out hot women in an Uber.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the dudes never get that.
And then they're like, oh, I got a bro back here.
Yeah, be like, oh, thank God. How fat and sweaty is everyone in this? The men in this movie are fat and sweatier than the men watching this movie.
This is the good old days where you had to be perfect as a woman and you could just be a fat
slob.
I was thinking about, I was at my parents' this weekend and they had just like, what'd he say?
She said, you practically raped me last night. He said, yo, that was last night. This is today.
The good old days.
Hey. Oh shit!
Every woman in this movie is amazing.
Yeah, but see, I love this lady. I love. I think I love the lady sitting down. She's got a nice, wide mouth.
I low key miss big ass hair on ladies too.
Love it. I love big hair, big lips, big tits, big hips.
I agree with everything but big hair. I'm not a big hair guy unless it's like big and I don't know. Like I don't like big where it's like. Like that weird mix of like
tease.
Kind of fro, yeah, tease, where it looks frizzy. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, boss. Somebody beat us through the stuff. They got away.
Looks like they almost killed you. Who were they?
Looking over them?
It was a couple of broads.
Ooh.
Broads?
It's over for you, bro.
You dummies.
They got away on that cargo plane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Should just be like, they had ninja stars. Plus,
that would make it different.
His shirt, his shirt doesn't have any more blood on it,
but he's just holding his heart.
Get out of here. Come here.
He's like William Regal. Let's go, dude.
She's, that's a sturdy woman.
Whoa!
Oh, three! Yo, look at that right. Oh, no, that was the water making it look funny. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We're going to be pigs this whole movie.
Yo.
I already know. Me and Andy have left gas before. I think it was me
Where,
Andy,
these
and
the
LeMayer.
Sorry.
We were, who was it? We had whatever Amy on. We left so fired up. We were like arguing in the car. Alrighty, this is going to be one of them, right?
So they go, we found, they said, we found this little pouch in the snake thing. Quick, let's get topless and go in a hot tub before we open it up and see what's inside.
Dude, these are the main characters of the movie.
Yeah. And now they're holding open diamonds over the water.
Over water. The thing you can lose. I didn't even think about
it. I have so much anxiety.
Let's go.
All right, guys.
It's funny.
She's been in that pool for 3 seconds.
Let's go.
All right, let's get our tits out and get in the pool. All right, we're done.
Come on. Turn them. Good. Okay, cover up.
I wonder if like the actress felt silly doing this. Like, so this is the seat? All right.
Okay, good.
Oh, as opposed to these guys who are training karate on a boat?
Yeah.
You know how you do. You and your friends get out on the water, put on your gis, and start fucking fighting.
Well, yeah, the gi is extra retarded because it's like, well, what did you do? Did you go, we need to train karate and then go out on the boat? Or were you on the boat and you're like, yo, we got our gis. You trying to fucking train real quick?
These guys must be very careful while slapping on aftershave.
Oh, dude, fucking good Asian accent. Oh, good fucking... Not only do they know the martial arts, they are more than willing to make fun of the voices of the people that taught them. The sushi man's on his way. The sushi man. That shot doesn't need to be this long at all.
Yeah, expert delivery. Almost rode the bike. That was a perfect little turn, though. Gotta give him something.
Parked it so close to the edge.
Sushi's all over the place. That diagonal hand.
What the fuck?
I'd have been so mad. He's still there. You can still complain.
Yeah, that was a whatchamacallit. That was like a job delivery.
Oh. I thought it was. I thought he was the sushi man.
Too bad they couldn't wrap it in a spring roll or something. I'm really hungry.
You can still eat that bread and lettuce.
We got trouble in paradise, amigo.
Okay, so these are main character B, and I hope these guys get the smash.
What if they kept it even and we just had to look at their dicks for 30 seconds?
You know. For no reason.
While they play with diamonds?
They just do a handstand in a hot tub.
Wait, what?
What was the point of setting the whole sandwich on fire? They could have just burned the note.
Burned it in the water.
You could have thrown it in the water. It would immediately
dissolve.
So that's
the poster for the movie that this is a sequel to, Malibu Express. You know how hot girls just have movie posters all around?
I bet they had trouble lighting that lighter in the wind on the boat, and they had to do it in the container.
You're right.
Were these the same ladies from that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or one of them is, I think.
They're both adorable.
This makes me
want to
watch Busty Cops. That was a big one for me back in the day.
Busty Cops
was great.
But now that we live in real life now, cops, lady cops,
yeah,
big asses.
That's it. Never really see giant titties, though.
Never see big titty cop, big ass lady cops.
Yeah.
All the time.
A thick ass Dominican lady.
Yeah. That belt is doing work. That gun has two jobs. One, to keep those pants up, and the gun is second. It's withholding two dangerous weapons.
And one could definitely do more damage than a lady's hand.
Yeah, you're definitely going to see big...
Yeah. Oh, no. If they kill her, they can't kill her.
Taryn, let's get out of here.
How does she hear that over that ceiling fan?
Taryn?
You didn't hear any of that?
Right?
Taryn!
I like how prevalent nunchucks are in this movie as like a weapon.
Whoop. By the way, large ass lady cop.
Where are they?
Whole new meaning to I can't breathe.
You know damn well what time is. Don't get smart.
No, that is not a useful knife. That is.
It doesn't look that sharp.
Yeah, I thought it was a stone.
They better be, huh?
Yeah. Fucking shit up.
Right, she's good. Oh, that's a lady?
I think
so. This is nice.
Well, yep, bend her right over.
Great shots. This movie is like shot in a way that it could have been a regular movie and had like deleted scenes that were full porn.
Was that an entire box of snakes?
That might have been the big snake.
I thought it was the big snake.
But wait.
Oh, there
they took the crate off the plane and didn't notice the snake. Was there a lid on it?
It says snake.
It says live snake.
I'm trying to give them benefit of the doubt, but it does say live snake on it.
Get him. Put it in her mouth.
Put it in her fucking mouth.
Yo.
Take him out.
You should put it around. That would be kind of cool.
She's got the diamond. One box.
If you want to live, you better come two up boxes. With the other box nice. Now.
Don't kill us. We're the only ones who know.
Are these all this guy's movie posters in the back? Like,
I would assume so. Or the same production company. By the way, that's not a very effective disguise.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I can clearly see that man's face.
It's a snake 100 yards from me.
It's a snake. It's so far away. It's not moving.
Dude, they're terrible disguise. I'm very clearly looking at them.
Especially the guy, or the lady too, but something about the guys is even worse. Ooh.
Go ahead, I'm okay.
What the shit was that? Just a ground trash can?
Literally, when you put the clear pantyhose over your head, your entire disguise is like when Pee Wee Herman used to tape his nose up.
I can't believe we're in this show. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
That, not a great reading.
Damn. Way better shot than that guy. Her face looks like, I didn't think I was going to hit him.
Yeah.
It's the first time I did that.
Did you know these were loaded?
No.
I was about to have somebody put it in my mouth.
Let's check out
the dude, this fucking snake.
It looks crazy.
Where is it? Damn it. And I have managed to blow a hole in one of the meanest faces that ever hit these islands. Yeah, I know. It's still out of order. Trying,
everything I want to say.
I feel like this guy produced the movie.
Like he's got that look.
I just need to be on set. Come in,
please. Yeah, like he just stands in the back and smokes.
Yeah, and he's like, good shot, good shot. Make her open the door from the other side.
Maybe put the gun in her mouth.
Too much, too much. All right, all right.
I want you to listen carefully to everything I have to say.
There's a snake in the plane.
The Department of Health. Now, that snake has been infected by deadly toxins from cancer-infested rats. It's a very dangerous snake. It'll kill anybody.
I don't think that makes sense.
I was just thinking, like, even then, it's all right, so it's going to bite you and give, like, one, give you cancer?
Give you rat cancer?
Yeah, I thought, I was thinking this was going to be a lot darker, like, not darker, but deadlier, like some Last of Us virus shit.
Also, can a snake transfer cancer to you from a rat?
I mean, the science this guy's putting out there. It seems like that's how you get cancer.
It's a rat cancer-infused snake.
Donna, let's get out of here. That thing could be anywhere. Let's get back to the house and secure it.
Let's get back in the hot tub. Take our tits out again.
This is an emergency. Give me the
we're safest in the hot tub with our tits out.
I'm just saying what I really want to happen in this now.
Donna, yeah, I just appreciate those are like my two favorite types of tits. Like big hangers and small perks.
My father was the best agent this government ever.
They did kind of nail it.
Yeah, they did find the two perfect sets of titties.
Yeah.
We haven't noticed that these women have heads. What? They have what?
We haven't noticed once that these women have heads.
Whoa. I just noticed the whole top half of this TV.
Your dad would be proud of you.
I can't look at their faces long enough to like cement which one is which set of titties in my head yet either.
Well, and also they closed up the titties in the Two Perfect Ways. When you got the big hangers, you got like mad cleavage. When you got the small perky ones, then you do a crop top with underboob. Like the dude's on point with the titties. It's impressive.
Shout out Andy Sedaris knowing how to shoot some titties.
Andy Sedaris. Michael Bay, eat your fucking heart out.
By the way, this is a very calm moments after being attacked and shooting a man in the face. Now they're calmly sitting
Indian style, high-fiving.
Getting dressed up to go out? Is that them or just two other?
Nope, that's them.
Yeah, they're just, you know, going out in their heels.
I get it. Yeah. Like, it's bad.
Maybe tonight.
Dude, this guy's got forearms like Robin Williams.
Oh, you can sit right here on my bed.
Hell yeah, dude.
I didn't even know they were saying that back then.
Ashley, you know we love you. Where's Edie?
She's in her private.
I think his name's Ashley.
Damn, what a time. Tucker will sit on your face and they'll hit you with an oh, you.
Just as a hostess.
Moon pie, what a time to be alive.
LA in the back hates these other two ladies. My tits are good enough to star in this movie.
I got main star tits.
I like martini, vodka, medium dry, lemon peel shaken and not stirred.
Yeah, ladies. I didn't already know.
And Lucy hated her.
Dude, these ladies got fucking tricked out.
No one can hear us here.
They really?
Have you heard anything?
Just to have like a business meeting.
Donna, the agency only uses me as a contact. There's really very little that they tell me directly.
She's there. What's his name? Boz? The guy from Charlie's Angels? Bosley? Bosley?
Bosley?
Bosley? Is that she there, Bosley?
I don't know. That new girl.
I don't trust this bartender.
She's being a little too nosy.
I've got to reach out.
And she's got her tits away.
Desperately. Let's go to my office.
It's just a hot tub. I need this. I need her office to be another hot tub.
Hey, wait, what's happening?
He shoved him.
Jimmy Johnson, Sports Network. Here for the pro football meetings. And,
did this guy lose weight since the last shot?
You guys are ball players. Seattle, right?
Is that the same guy?
Okay, yeah.
Who got hit with the Ninja Star?
I think so.
No.
Because the other guy looks too different.
The other guy's
see these two? They're multis. Now, the key here is to make sure you get the vitamin A.
It'd be funny if they were the same characters, just two completely different actors. Have you seen the tits in this movie? No one's going to notice.
Heal and hearty. I take 800 and a half units of those a day. Now, these little guys, these are less. These guys getting those capillaries and scrub.
The director said to those two, just stay in here and look disinterested. Well, this guy talks about his.
This guy is as bored as I would be listening to this.
The alfalfa tab, King Hill.
Was he selling them steroids?
Yeah.
But my favorite.
What is this guy doing, a read for On It?
Don't take my word for it. All the ingredients are on the side.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not just doing a commercial. I own the entire company. Weird way to take pills.
That's the gayest way to take pills. He's like, excuse me, I got to take my pills.
And now for the suppositories. This guy just have a milkshake?
Yeah, and then just said, I sure love soul food. Like, after that whole pill exposition.
Yo, did ChatGPT write this movie? Why didn't he say
that? I don't know, but this lady's plugged into the phone now.
Diamond stolen.
And she literally just, like, attached something to the side of it, right?
Yeah.
Yo, the shots of this movie are amazing.
Poor guys didn't even know what hit him. They had stumbled on a full-fledged drug operation on the IU property. Seth is definitely...
Oh, they're talking about the dudes who got killed.
...playing hardball in your backyard.
Taryn and I are living proof of that.
You're also our...
This nosy bitch.
...directly involved. Listen, I want both of you to stay with Edie tonight.
I like her also, her surprised look.
While she's being a spy, just being like, there, what?
And there's just one lady at the bar like, can I get a Long Island? And she's like, huh? Shut up.
I want you to
yes, dude.
Yo, it's masterful.
I don't want Seth to Oh, yeah. By the way, we will bring our trunk of toys.
Mm. They know they're being bugged.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of toys.
Yes.
I can't wait to see yours.
Well, let's go.
How are you?
Bye, girls. Bye.
That's a nice workplace. Yeah, where do they work? Here?
Great.
By the way, that's a shot in the face wound. Right? It's like a slice.
Plastic surgery. You'll be all right.
Seth, you gotta see a doctor.
No.
Well, I just got shot in the face.
Yeah, no.
No. No. All right.
It's Michelle at the bar. Message. Let me take a message, Michelle.
Everyone acts like they got forced to be in the movie.
Yeah, they do. It does look like somebody's off screen with a gun pointed at them. Say the lines.
Well, at least we've got a couple of ball players we can interview tomorrow.
Terrence.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that sportscaster Jimmy John Jackson a special friend of
yours? And they sound retarded.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the perfect combo.
And they sound dumb enough to suck my dick.
I believe that's the director sitting down.
Thank you.
Oh, this guy?
That clocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is him. Whitey is the director.
Hey, Whitey, you go down on her, you're going to be kissing the back of my head because I'm already going to be there.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he wait?
Hey, Whitey, you go to fuck her in the ass, and I'm getting a blowjob from me. Because I'm already going to be sucking her clit.
Hi, Whitey.
Hey, baby.
It'd be funny, too, to go down on a girl. And they go, hey, how'd you get here?
That's awkward.
Were you here the whole time?
I didn't even see you.
Hey, how'd you get here?
Hey, move over.
Yeah. Hey.
Yo, this scene is so funny. All right, we just did spy plotting. Now.
Dude, I'm telling you, every 10 minutes, I've been every time I see tits, I look up, and it was at a 10, 20, 30, 40. Titties at 10 minutes on the mark.
Yeah, this is a little butt now, too.
Yeah. This is the...
good old tiny 80s butt.
Whoa. That's a good try. Nat, are you creaming, or is this these not your kind of 80s?
It's pretty nice. I think that the girl with one of them is has a much prettier face than the other one.
Yo, you heard Nat stuttering when the titty came back up?
That's a dog.
Yeah. Wait,
boys,
Nat.
Boys.
Wait, Nat, I forget. You play for both teams, right?
I do, yeah.
Oh, this scene rules for you.
I was going to say, there's a lot of shirtless dudes in this, too. Not that it's insane, but like they're reaching some audiences.
That's a great shot.
That right titty.
Oh, you get to see him mush a little. What if he just
reached
out? Well,
we've been here all day.
they've been there from 1 to at least 5.
Oh, good.
And now this snake is about to go into that hole from 24 hours ago.
Now the most deadly snake in the world that everyone's aware of and doesn't...
No, wait, it's daytime again.
Yeah, what was that?
I was about to say the same thing.
You're too much, Jimmy John.
I'm not really Jimmy
And I love
John.
Your sandwiches.
I thought so. You can bring
I love your Brock Lesnar sandwiches. On the line of duty. That's what I call Jimmy John's. Like Brock Lesnar sandwiches.
Brock Lesnar's...
Because he always has Jimmy John's as a sponsor on his shorts.
Yes? What are you doing? I'm pretending to be a mere receptacle for Jimmy John's desires.
Damn, I thought she called herself a cum.
Yo,
I really thought she was a mere receptacle for cum.
She basically called herself a cum dumpster. Yeah. She's just a receptacle for... Wow. I'm going to be honest. Like, whatever dude wrote this was ahead of his time.
When I was a kid, my uncle's called... There was like a real trashy family and that lived a few blocks from us, and I went to school with one of their sons.
Yeah.
And my dad and my uncles were telling me about their mom, like their mom and their aunts. And like, yeah, we used to call them the sperm sponges. Oh my God. And I think one of them, like, they called this kid's aunt a cum receptacle.
Have you, either of y'all had to ever like experience that? Like, learn a family member that you gave a fuck about was a whore? I don't know. I see. I picked up. I think as an adult now, I think some of my aunt's friends were sluts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also remember when I was a kid, my aunt at a party showing everyone she could tie a cherry stem with her tongue. And now as an adult, I'm like, is my aunt showing off BJ skills at a party?
Yeah, like, who was she trying to let, like, know? Because also if you're doing that, there's one person in the room.
I don't know.
You want to know that you got the skill.
Yeah, no, it's my friend. I talk about my aunt's friend a lot. My most vivid memory of her is we went to the Meadowlands. I was just telling Natalie about this. We went to the Meadowlands flea market by Giant Stadium. And there was a section of it that used to be all... Oh, dude, we're not going to want to miss this.
He must be smoking some heavy doobies.
What? I mean...
Oh, that's the guy from earlier. That's one of the guys who got hit up by the ladies. Yeah. The scene makes no sense. But.
Oh, here. That guy's still holding his heart?
He's been Hell having yeah, a dude. Heart attack this whole movie.
Why Hell is that yeah, dude.
The blow-up doll in the front yeah. seat, making your boy get in the back seat.
Yep.
Not even the fucking whatever that is. The
Wait, were they waiting for them?
I think they're gone now.
They're yes. right behind you.
Here's the gun, skater. Blow them away.
No problem, baby.
Is that a bulletproof blow-up doll?
I can't figure out the... Oh, so I guess so they can't see the gun coming?
He's got a gun.
Oh, never mind.
Jade, how bad you hit?
Right in my heart.
I've been better, but I'll live.
No, you won't. It's in your heart, dude.
That bullet hole does look extremely
oh, no.
small.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Why, dude?
Wow. Wow. That was just because the first one was fun. Also, they just had that in the car.
It's the only gun I can yeah. hit a moving target with.
And the speed of him getting it out.
Let's get into town, get you patched up, and then we'll go over.
He just blew a guy up.
Yeah.
After, but the best part was they blew him up after they sent him into the sky with a car hit. Like,
yeah.
Poof.
Yeah, it was an assist.
And he must have went, and they didn't have the bazooka out.
No.
Yo, he went to go into his trunk. Or it's the case behind him.
Come on, Jamie, would you That's smile? True. He hit the guy, and in the time the guy was in the air, he unsnapped it, opened the bazooka, aimed it, killed him, and then had enough time to hit the blow-up doll as well.
Also, they had to be so far away from the hit that they weren't affected by the yeah. explosion.
I also like how like he shot him with the bazooka, and then his buddy was like, hey, thanks for that. Let's go hop into town.
Or he was like, hey, you have a bazooka in the car?
He's like, yeah, you didn't notice?
You didn't notice that giant bazooka case? Oh, what I was saying, I remember my aunt, we went to the Meadowlands flea market boring. Outside Giant Stadium. And there used to be a dollar section. There used to be all cardboard boxes and everything in them was a dollar. And I remember being like little, like 10. And my aunt's friend going, they have condoms for a dollar. Condoms for a dollar. And her like buying packs of condoms.
Yeah.
And then her having a kid shortly after.
The failure dollar condoms.
Yeah. They were like, do you like they're like the kind of condoms you see at the gas station that have like a hot lady on the box.
Yeah, yeah. The well, I don't even do you they don't even make those anymore.
I don't think so. But yeah. You remember the ones you used to see?
I remember I used to see when
like
I was a younger.
Cartoon lady on the box.
They used to be at all the corner stores too, just yeah. dog shit condoms.
The only ones I only ever see the fucking boner pills with like rhinos on them and shit.
And goats or a tiger.
I know a bunch of people that were hardcore into those.
Yo, I
the rhino pills.
I tried. There's a honey that I tried like recently, and then after I did it, I was like, "Damn, what a fool! Like I'm gonna get cancer."
You told me about the honey. I was just
it did work.
I was just talking to a guy about the honey, and he was saying he tried it, and I was just like, "Yeah, I heard that didn't work." And I go, "Who'd I hear that from?"
I can't believe you didn't just assume.
I've remembered, but at first I was like, why do I have this info in my head?
Who was that again? Oh, yeah, Honey Dick Nate.
Honey yeah. Dick. Yo, put that on my tombstone. Here lies Nate, Honey Dick Marshall.
Nice.
50.
That was about 8. You're right.
Every 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Also, she was reminding me earlier what I appreciate about modern ladies is much more hard nipples through shirts nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big look.
That's like my favorite thing about the summertime in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it Ari talked about titty day? This is the first day that it's really hot out and all girls have their titty outfits that they're saving.
They've been like, they got them on sale.
That, I mean, could...
That's a today's outfit.
Yeah, but the way that, I mean, the way she almost covered her titty, like, she, if she swats a fly above her head, a titty's coming out.
She gets startled a little bit.
If she covers her mouth when she sneezes. Great shot.
Why do these women jump in bodies of water to get out immediately? No one has spent any time in water. They just get wet and then walk back out.
Yeah, she jumped in from the side, swam to the steps, yep. And just was like, all right, I got my exercise.
Got my laps in.
Oh, shit, that one was a minute.
Look at you. You're losing your shape. You've got to exercise every day to keep these little puppies firm.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think that's how titties work. Were you doing titty exercise?
Was that lady a guy?
Very important.
That's what I was thinking.
I was... see, you're halfway there.
That's a dude.
Keep firm, Michelle. Good rest.
By the way, that's how horned up we are.
Yeah.
They pulled the fucking switcheroo on.
We just didn't even realize.
I don't know.
Yep. Ooh. I'm glad I'm not on record being like, I want to see that one. Oh, goddamn.
Hey, you know what? Not bad.
But it's not a badass.
The one trans is the bad guy.
By the way, that's every movie until the last 3 years. Dude, I was just reading about it. Silence of the Lambs, Ace Ventura, there's a movie called Raising Kane with Jonathan Lithgow, Psycho, Texas Chainsaw. There's multiple movies where trans people are always the killer.
Yeah.
It was like a trope.
It's every director's biggest fear.
Mm-hmm. What if you were getting some pussy, but it wasn't pussy?
Big shout out. If no one's, I know it's also the name of a restaurant, but if no one's ever seen Raising Kane, it's a movie where Jonathan Lithgow is a guy with multiple personalities, and one of his personalities is a lady, and he really nails it.
Yeah, just be it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a movie about you find out that there's people kidnapping kids and abusing them so that they can do research on what happens to abused children.
Yeah.
And it's like a farm, and Jonathan Lithgow's involved with it. It's really scary.
It's called Raising Kane?
Raising Kane.
It's like an actual good movie, though.
C-A-I-N. Yeah. No, it's actually an excellent movie.
Yeah, all right. So that won't be on.
You won't. And then there's another Brian De Palma movie with this. Killer's Trans. If I'm thinking right.
Bang Bus again.
Oop. I got the bitch.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Man, she's jacked.
She is big. She's that point right before they start getting way less hot.
I think she might, for me, she might have crossed into that
point. Dude, somebody showed me the funniest thing. It was a couple years ago, I guess JBL tweeted that he was watching NXT, and he just took a screenshot on his laptop, but he didn't go through his tabs first.
Yes.
And one of the tabs was photos of hot, muscly women. It was like bodybuilder woman nude or something. And it showed the site he was looking at in the tab.
Yeah.
And it's all these like jacked.
Yeah, like not fun jacked.
Like, yeah, like jacked where like their titties go away.
Were they like spray tan and pose?
Yeah,
and...
yeah. And JBL just fucking wrecking.
Oh, you know he's watching girls throw each other around on NXT, going over to Jack Nude. That was because I bet you he didn't start the night off watching Jack Nude shit.
Yeah,
and then he saw one big girl on NXT. He's like, hey, let's crush my meat a little while I watch this.
She's got to know that whoever was wrestling that day. Like, I think I started that Jack.
Yep.
That'd be so funny, too. Every time you saw JBL, if you were that girl.
You know, the Acolyte Pussy Agency.
Damn. Damn, that's a big clitoris. Bradshaw, you watching the muscly women again? Damn. She rip your dick off. Damn.
You need to hire us to protect you from that big bitch.
My orders are obeyed.
Thank you, my man.
They've got Edie.
I understand you've been sticking your nose in my business.
Yeah, I got a camera. I can see, bitch.
I have plans for you. Take her in the house.
I love that his bodyguard.
Yeah, I miss when bodyguards could just be really fat.
They could just be fat guys and stay in there and look. Yeah.
I think that guy's built like an underboss in Street Fighter.
The underboss, like
not Street Fighter, Streets of Rage.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Not a final boss, but like one of the guys that would come out and like roll at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fucking he has like two henchmen with him that you got to beat up.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried.
That is not where he was shot.
Let's do it.
It was more nipple center, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely he got shot in the rib.
Yeah, they had no, like, sort of, where did we? Like, the guy with the no T-shirt on, with the no shirt on. Or the not the no shirt, the clean non-bloody shirt. Wait, who?
By the way, she just gets in the car like that.
Yeah, and
where do you keep your stuff?
Yeah, and didn't they just capture these ladies?
Where do you keep your police or spy stuff?
Yeah, let's go.
Also, you're in heels.
In their pussies.
Damn it. Can I jerk off at your house?
I know.
We have other stuff to do today.
I want to know what happened so bad.
Like my favorite British spy.
Well, like if we jerk off at my house?
No, I want to know whatever's about to happen so bad.
I can communicate with people from all walks of life,
even Asians.
Yo quiero uno telefono. El por favor necesario.
Just talking Spanish to
speaking Spanish to an Asian guy and a Samoan. I guess that was a joke.
Rowdy there? How about Jay? Damn. When they show up, tell them to come out to our place. It's urgent.
We're about to fuck these sumo wrestlers.
That bartender Michelle isn't their issue. I thought not. She's going to be thanks, fighting them. Ashley.
That's going to be the other part of this bit. Oh, no, never mind.
I recognize the cigarette in his left hand and his pinky ring. He was put there to spy on Edie. So the girl is a guy and the guy is a plant. You're catching on.
I just thought of that as he's like an actual like house plant. Like he takes off his man costume and he's a plant. Like, at first it was a woman, now it's a plant. Swamp Thing.
Yeah, we've
got to get back to pick up the honeymooners. I'm really worried about Edie.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm gonna be honest. So this has been the easiest movie to pay attention to ever.
Oh, Jamie.
Oh, Taryn.
Wait, who's that?
I don't know.
She's all torn
oh,
up.
The chick who was modeling earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they
yeah.
didn't show the snake like doing anything. They just showed the snake like, and then that happened fucking 10 minutes ago.
This was probably basic. This movie is basically made exists to be softcore porn
snake.
Taryn, I don't believe it. What happened?
He'll tell you.
It's Joey! Dad!
Can't believe this has happened.
I mean, you really dropped that being upset pretty quickly.
It's a camera. She's like, this is so not chill.
And it just finally gets this last picture up.
Just how convenient. All right, let's wait here for 45 seconds while we get a picture of a snake.
Snake! I thought Dick from Cincinnati wanted to pick up that damn thing. Where do you think it is?
Get out of there!
I don't know, Donna, but let's get out of here.
You're right. There's nothing we can do.
Nate, I love you. You're black, really. Just fucking. You went unhinged black on that one.
Run, white women,
John
run!
Southern Cable Sports Network. We're hearing Molokai.
Get you and your subtle breasts out of there.
Yeah, I love him. I don't want to see anything bad happens to him.
With us today is Don Merriman to talk to us about his years as quarterback with the Dallas Steers. And seated next to him is favorite receiver Billy Blue Shoes Marvis.
Don, the question my I shoes always match wanted to my ask drink. About 200 shoots here last year. Now, it looked to me like a double post pattern with a pick on the outside linebacker, a flare across the middle with your split
There's
end.
There's no way this guy has a line that's more than
to
uh-huh.
That ball 60 yeah. yards in the air. Now, with time running out, no more
that dude looks like we have Dave
pressure.
Chappelle
what
at
was
home.
It that you told them to that How did you call the play?
Well, Jimmy John, all I said was niggas go deep. White guys keep them out if you can on two.
Yo, I always it always like gets
Jimmy,
me with
crazy.
Like
say AS and it's ER on the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, it, but it's been like
that's
that for
here,
years.
That's it from here, Hawaii. Back to you, Howard.
Don't say that's so funny.
It always does it.
Yes, the career high, Jimmy John. Your future is behind you, baby. Hey, can't win them all. Hey, beautiful. High five.
Hey, way to go, Jack. Way to go, guys.
I don't believe it, Jimmy. I don't believe it. Our career is over.
Wait, is that
because
he said niggas? Is that
yeah.
what they're all saying?
Yeah. You guys let blacks on TV.
Dude, he just pulled a Booker T.
The real card, huh?
He just pulled a Booker T.
We're coming for you, Jimmy John.
Fatty cakes.
That's funny. My today brain didn't even realize he like did something wrong. But in the
I mean, what a jarring moment in the movie that can't
hey,
have anything
aloha.
To do with it. There is
welcome
no way.
Thanks.
Hey, nice they went, hey,
hey
you know what would be funny?
We just have two black dudes say nigga and ruin the show.
Tim, I don't like this. Hey, but Donna called, and she said
it's so funny.
For both of you to get out to their house.
So everything this director does kind of feels like this?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, this guy's the man.
Little Petro won't hurt that car either.
Yeah, I think for people that like this, I believe a lot of this guy's movies are on Tubi.
Okay.
Or as it's known, Black Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. It's 100% Black Netflix.
Yeah. I have another name for it that I won't say in front of Nate. But it starts on the 9 and ends with flicks.
Damn, I was trying to think of like a word that wasn't.
Call it Nate Flicks.
I'll get a movie on Tubi. I'll get a movie on Tubi one day. It'll be huge.
I got movies on Tubi.
Do you actually? Oh, yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah, I got movies on Tubi. I got a couple movies
yeah.
on Tubi.
Right, I'll tell him.
I think it was fucking Temple that I started calling Tubi Black Netflix.
Cool.
And he said to me the other day, he was watching movies on it. He goes,
no,
Dick, damn, Zach's right, because he was looking at the black selection on it.
Yeah.
He's like, it's really his Black Netflix.
It's the biggest. It's where every, like
well,
not big budget black movie
the
goes.
The hasn't found the snake yet.
Everything you watch during like February would be on Tubi now.
The snakes on toxins will kill it within the next 36 hours. Well, at least that's one problem someone else can handle.
I mean, this snake is really the light of my life.
It seems like it serves no real purpose in the movie, but it's also a main thing.
Yeah, that's like the most interesting part. Is it's no. like it's
where
the main thing,
they
but it's a
did they restrain
plot?
This woman by tying her to the fat guy? He's just
not
holding it.
Yeah, it's not. Will. She's not bolted to anything.
Yeah, she's not tied to anything.
Okay,
she's just tied
to
a thing in the ceiling that goes around, and he's holding it.
She just gotta surprise him and hit him with a good run.
Take your tits out. These dudes have been like unfazed by titties, which is actually impressive.
Why don't you go take a look at the tape? I'll stay here and lay out the weapons and fill Taryn in on what's expected of
him. Taryn, you're a civilian. You don't have to do this. I wouldn't let my friends down. I'm in.
That's the
By the way, that girl Taryn,
yeah.
You might recognize her from Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, Slumber Party Massacre 3,
she's still
and Slaughterhouse Rock. So she actually went and did a couple horror movies after this.
Yeah.
Rosie's gone.
Titties out in those?
Maybe. I would assume so.
Pretty great.
This movie, too, really showcases how like context is so important for titties.
Yeah.
Because I can go on my phone now and see like plethora of titties. But like these titties right here, because of the context, have been getting me so much more excited.
Yeah, the next time I...
How many days is this movie?
Yeah, they definitely hit a...
Two.
Like,
I feel like they've hit day and night three or four times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch 80s porn the next time I watch porn. That's for sure.
You know what this got me in the mood for porn-wise? Tan lines.
Tan lines. Hmm.
I just
saw bright white
that.
Tits.
Yeah, yeah.
I just saw that some tits were like the bottom half of some big titties.
Yeah, they're
were
like illuminated.
Pale as shit.
It was in the simp channel of our Discord.
It was.
And then they started talking about tan lines on titties.
I saw that. Yeah, shout out simp chat Discord.
Shaken, not stirred.
Get in the panties Discord.
Show me your tits.
That'd be nuts if ladies just started showing their tits.
I'll do a watch along with you guys on Discord.
Hey,
For movies?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be fun as fuck.
Let's do one night.
Yeah.
We'll all pop on one night.
Yo, we have to do that. We can't let that be
the movies
thing that
can't do on here because they're either too modern or I would get ripped off YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll do on Discord some nights after Spook Show.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to watch something?
Yeah.
And we'll watch, like, Devil's Rejects. Shit that I wouldn't do on here that I like.
No, we.
Oh, that would be sick.
We can't let that be. You know how we do those, like, people do those things where, like, we do this and then they never do that. We'll do like, it. That seems fun as fuck. Is this that Jack lady again? You don't think she's a little too Jack, Andy?
I told you she's teetering.
Yeah.
She's pretty cute, though.
Yeah.
That didn't seem necessary.
Not even
a little.
It
didn't even blur into anything. Nothing got in focus.
This is a video that we shot this
for time. As many times as we see nunchucks in this movie, the only skill so far is to just hold them together and slap somebody with them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him spin once. Every day.
Good. I can use that.
It sounds like he was being sarcastic.
No, I actually think I've seen clips of this.
Yeah.
And he can use that.
Oh. So they definitely added that line later in this, like, all right, we need some sort of foreshadowing for
Shades. You got a file on him.
Guard name is Shades.
He's the one that pulled the trigger on the Molokai policeman.
How close were they to this guy?
Yo, in the 80s,
for
that camera
footage?
Shot?
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Dude, I understand. Listen, if my life is in danger, I don't know how many times I'm stopping to fuck.
It's like, wow, we did 2 minutes of work.
I mean, these ladies are pretty hot. They're almost worth dying over.
God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That little titty.
Yeah.
You saw.
He got a little piece in.
But you saw, like, as he did it, he was like, oh, wait. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this.
Did you see what Megan Thee Stallion threw out that first pitch at the Houston game?
And
the pitcher got, or the guy got, like, a little bit of hand on the ass?
Yeah.
Like he was like, I'll lose everything to just get a little bit of my fucking palm on her ass.
It's 7 o'clock.
Also, too, the clip I saw, they held so long on her butt.
Do whatever it takes.
At the very beginning, they were just holding on her ass.
Yeah.
And then they, like, showed her throwing the pitch.
That was, like, one of the hottest. I mean, she's a baddie, but that was, like, one of the best she's ever looked, too.
Yeah. She looks like. I mean, she's always looked good. Yeah, like you said, but she looks so much better now.
Oh, that's why she's got that top on, because they're going to put her hands over her head when they torture her.
Yeah. Great.
I love this
director.
These guys are just drinking straight vodka.
Whoa.
Are they fucking in the corner?
Oh. Wait.
What is she doing to him?
I think she's jerking him off.
I think I'll turn up the stereo.
That's a good idea.
What a weird choice to have him be the one.
Rowdy, you
want to
hold it down a little bit?
Come on, Rowdy. Yeah, how do you tell a guy named Rowdy to be quiet?
My name's fucking Rowdy. I come loud.
I get rowdy, rowdy, and I do it loudy, loudy. What sex is this? Is he titty fucking her?
She was this same level when he was moaning, but I mean, now it's just tantric and romantic, and I don't like it. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm allergic to titties.
Sorry, titty fucking makes me sneeze.
Every time, all over the guy.
Oh God, is there titty fucking out here? I didn't take my Claritin.
Yeah, I'm allergic to titty fucking and dander.
He doesn't get to suck a titty.
So did he just come on her tits and now he's spending the rest of the time licking her tits?
So funny. They clearly did not make it clear what he's allowed to do to her.
Yeah. He's just guessing.
He's
freestyling.
He kept going down. He's like, yeah, that's too far. That's too far.
One man's dream is another man's lunch.
What?
Now let me eat your roast beef.
Son of a bitch.
All right, now back to spy
stuff. Must have been some kind of video. We
stop for a bite to eat?
He looks like he's trying to smell.
He shouldn't chew your food so loud.
You get your dick sucked loud, pal.
It's your ten.
This guy doesn't have a line in the movie, does he?
The Jack dude. He's wearing giant jeans, and he just sits back there in tiny shirts. Came up a few kilos
short. It's like he put in an order for the size of his shirts and the size of his jeans, and they got him flipped.
No one must interfere with our plans. We must show our power.
Agents are everywhere.
I like that all the powerful dudes in this movie have the same demeanor as the guy with the secret bank account in the Cayman Islands from The Simpsons.
Kill them all.
The guy with the secret. He
goes, oh, nothing about the secret bank account. What do you mean, secret bank account? I mean, no bank account. Oh, and then he goes, oh, crap.
She's being real reckless with a Mac.
What? Is that a camera? Gun?
My gun's the smallest.
I keep it in my tight pussy. I keep this in my butt.
That dude looks like he should be a Cowboy Bebop.
Let's go to space. Oh, hell yeah.
What's that?
Razor blade frisbee.
I think this little fellow's ready.
I could use that.
How do you throw it?
Tomorrow we kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no. It's just, you have to have like a weird, like wide grip, or you go, ow!
I'm stuck on it logistically in my mind.
Yeah, you think you would leave like a hand worth?
Yeah, of skin on the.
Because you have to carry it.
It has to be like half of it. So this guy got embarrassed. Of his fresh out the water dick.
Oh, shades. This girl playing fetch with herself?
Yo.
She'll tire herself out. I mean, I just let her do this.
Get over here.
By the way, I'm convinced that guy in every shot is looking up so that the camera won't be in his sunglasses. Why is the way he holds his head? It's so weird.
Yeah, why can't the dudes have pants? Like,
hey, it's okay. Look at me being,
what's the word, selfish?
I'm just taking a run with my frisbee. This woman is a golden retriever.
Hey, huh? just dealing with murderers, but also just let some random person just run up and be like, sure, yeah, I'll be part of it.
He's just a thrower.
Sorry, Buster. You ain't allowed here. Take off.
Hey, lighten up. We're just throwing.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a machine gun. If I'm holding a machine gun and someone goes, lighten up, I'm just throwing.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I love a good frisbee. He's got an Uzi and he's playing frisbee. It's hilarious.
He's like, all right, you got me started.
All right, you know me.
Why'd you get lost?
What do you mean?
I mean it. Move out. Now.
They're trying to out big dick frisbee each other.
Yo, she's a dog. Yeah, go get it.
Got a great ass.
Hell yeah, dude.
Pilgrim?
You pilgrim? Yeah, that's what women say.
He chased the bitches off. Now we can. You don't frisbee look so hot real. To me.
Oh yeah? She didn't catch
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. The blades come out.
No, he just hit him with a little fake 52 fake out.
I mean.
Now let's have it.
Oh, you can have it already.
For the Molokai cops.
I mean, this is.
Yeah, so I'll cut his head off.
No.
Got him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, he had a gun.
He had a gun the whole time. The dude hey, put Bob, his down.
He could have been like, oh shit.
The weather's great here on the beach. Why don't you come
this
on
went
down.
Better than I thought.
This guy's an idiot.
that was the world's slowest switcheroo, too.
Yeah.
He catches it, very obviously puts it in his bag.
Like, almost looking back at him. Yeah,
he literally, the only thing he didn't go was go, tee-hee. I mean, there's cool shit in this movie.
Yeah.
Regardless of how silly it is, all the vehicles and shit, this is awesome.
I know you said you were trying to, like, the movies were too good. You had to, you hit another good movie.
I mean, it's certainly entertaining.
When it comes
we're getting our time's worth.
Yeah.
Are they going to, Jesus Christ, I thought they were going to hit. When it comes to titties and bazookas, this is the best movie I've seen.
Bazookas was the name of the ripoff Hooters that was in Seacockings when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah, it was across the street from the movies, and the girls would wear black shirts and pink short shorts.
She's dropping grenades.
She's just dropping grenades by her bros.
Why'd she do that?
Is that the muscular lady? Or is that her?
I think that's one of their friends.
I don't know. Oh, maybe it's like a distraction? I don't fucking know. I mean, if you love watching dudes in short shorts get shot, this is your movie.
Yeah. Get a little tit in the mix.
We're running out of glasses to explode.
We got one more.
Yes, they got all of them.
Probably getting shot next.
Yeah, yep. Close. They gave one more.
Practice, Rowdy. Practice.
So, well, we're kind of in the middle of it, so.
Nice shot, loudcomer.
Less coming, more shooting next time.
I love that he's one-handing a bazooka. This had to be a fun movie to film.
It was probably a nightmare dealing with all these bitches. It's like juggling plates. Or spinning plates, excuse me. Spinning plates. Fucking so many egos.
They're taking.
They all gotta get
seriously.
Ready. Dude, trust me, if you ever want to be in a movie with a bunch of hot girls, be in a strip club scene where there's one outlet for a blow dryer and watch the five of them fight over it.
Yeah.
And find out different reasons they all hate each other that morning. Ugh. One of the movies I worked on, I fucking turned to the fucking co-producer when we were shooting at a strip club scene, and I went, I'm going to ask Amanda to marry me. He's like, that's so sweet. You decided you love her? I was like, I never want to talk to another woman again. I have to deal with all these sluts for a month.
That's when you knew?
I was like, I'm done.
Dude, I love this guy going around the house with the bazooka. And it's like, dude, if you find someone and shoot him, you're both exploding.
Yeah, everyone, yeah.
That's one of the bloopers listed on IMDb is that the range and impact of the bazooka greatly varies, even though it's the same ammunition.
It's like, I'm using sniper bazooka bullets.
Okay, I love the squibs in this. They really are bloody. Like, nobody's, like, holding their gut and going, ow. People are exploding.
Yeah.
By the way, those hurt like a bitch.
When they go off?
Yeah, this is like a little explosion.
I'm glad the karate came in back into play. I forgot that he was a martial arts expert.
Like, I know we're not on a boat, but I still got it.
My beads. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Wait, he got the bazooka back? Or they both have bazookas?
What if he shoots the rope to undo with the bazooka?
I need that to be what he does.
Dude, Nate, if you ever do an album, can the cover be you in a gi with, like, a bandana with the Japanese sun on it? It's called Nate Martial Arts.
Yeah, dude. It just has nothing to do with the album.
Dude, how are those useful? Shouldn't those go on your knuckles?
What does he have?
He's got claws on the inside of his hand?
Slap fight.
Yeah, no, I guess that's how those work. What a weird weapon. I've never seen that before. Have you?
No,
inside
never.
Claws?
I kind of like them, though. You just fucking...
But you have to fight like a kitty cat.
Oh, the rocket didn't blow him up.
Nope. The other guy blew up. That guy just got pushed.
Nice shooting, Roddy. Improving.
Jade, she's all yours.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it chopped up for a little bit.
All right. I'll show you who comes loud.
It's sensational. Kinky sex.
What?
I'll go get the midgets and the whips. Okay, baby.
That didn't seem hard to undo.
Yo, it seemed like she could have just pulled a little.
She could have yanked so easy. Oh, good.
Keep an eye on the helicopter here. At some point when they're shooting at it, you can see the wire suspending it and the blade stops spinning.
Thank you, Frank.
I love this outfit this lady's got on.
Yeah. See, they keep putting her in those half shirts. Don't do it. No. Empty. Rocket launcher's empty.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see the wire for a second.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yo, dust.
By the way, that's the same rocket that pushed a man.
Obliterated. Turned the helicopter into straight dust and three pieces of metal. Isn't that right, Numbnuts? It's so cold out here.
Numbnuts. I love it when you talk dirty.
They are all so ready to fuck after people get murdered.
Looks like it's all over here.
I mean, look how hot they all are.
Yeah.
They're probably like, it's probably like a fetish they all got. Like a murder fetish. They kill people, get horned up.
Oh, it was like that, the other crash.
The other crash.
People, yeah. I've only heard about it. People getting like car accidents and that fuck.
Yeah, it's a book by the same guy that did the Atrocity Exhibition.
What's that? I only know that as the Danny Brown album.
It's also a Joy Division.
Nobody here's going to need it.
I can't remember his name though.
It's what's about this like sensation of you think you're going to die.
No, it's people that fetishize car accidents, so they get into car accidents. It's basically Death Proof. The guy that Kurt Russell jerks off in the car every time the car wreck. It's people that purposely get into car crashes and fetishize the injuries.
Rowdy fired six shots at the guy. Missed every time.
Man, I don't like the kink shit.
Hey, I knew you'd cover me.
That one's a little fucked up. Just fucking up people's commutes to bust a nut.
Just do that on a closed course with professionals.
Yo, the post-nut clarity of the bills you have after a car crash. I feel bad if I buy an OnlyFans for more than $5.
I have a friend who's gotten into two car accidents because he was jerking off while driving.
Yo. Have you ever done? I've only done
was
that
highway
once.
Highway or
I can't drive, so.
No. Is that my fault?
No, I was going to meet up with this girl to mess around, and I was still in high school, and I was like super worried about coming early, so I jerked off on the ride over. It was very complicated because I was still in PA and doing back roads. Dude, back roads while you're coming are tough.
You just showed up, your hand, like, oh, can I use your bathroom real quick? I got to get some stuff off my hands.
Who's that?
Uh-oh. Part two.
Is this the guy with his face, the shot face?
Oh.
Man, those things are ripe.
Right? Fucking damn.
Yo, she dies. I'm out to get this guy in real life.
That diamond. Jump through the screen.
Is the knife stuck in the wall?
That seems like a pretty flimsy door.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, just stab it. Don't punch it or forearm it or kick it. Stab it out a thing at a time. Give her some real time to plan out.
It's so breakable. It's so fucking breakable.
Especially Ned. Like
you just reach in.
And twist the knob. Oh, there we go. About time.
Harpoon? Oh, let's go.
I love that the harpoon's bent the other way.
Yeah, it's not like even.
Yeah, it's wow.
the see-through tights. Jesus Christ.
Eat my pussy.
That would make dying kind of sweet. God damn.
I don't think three people have ever enjoyed a movie more than us today.
Yeah. I was about to say, this was a great pick, but for whole different reasons. Like,
we're going to do this every 2 months. We're going to watch another one of these guys.
Yo, please.
I could beat to this 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to. I didn't.
Is that why you did a slow smirk? Because you're like, oh no, I can too.
I just was like, I just knew I was going to confess that I also could, and I was like, well, you're putting this out there, Nate.
There's just like quality titties in this.
I'm a big fan of these ladies. What are they now? They're like 50. They're dead.
It was 87. Assume they're in their 20s.
Okay, so yeah, they're like 50, going to 60 almost now. Did I just do bad math?
Yeah, they're heading 60 soon.
Yeah.
If they're alive.
Yeah, if they didn't die from, like, cocaine.
That knife's bending.
That lady's jacked.
By the way, this guy sucks.
He's really bad at fighting women.
Did the front of the thing break?
Yeah. I would kill him again just to make sure.
Yeah, after his like third, you shot him in his head once, he's okay. You shot him with a harpoon. How am I going to jerk that guy off now?
She just starts getting ready. She's like, well, I killed a guy. Time to go party.
She just hops in a hot tub.
Where are my heels?
Just laying on the toilet.
Yeah, this is going to be the most times.
Dude, if she just sits on the toilet and shits right now, and then the movie ends, if she just takes a fat shit for 3 minutes.
Can I ask, where's the snake?
Frank.
It's got to be in the...
We were so distracted by
the toilet. What?
Oh, yes! You called it!
Frank, you beautiful bastard.
I had a feeling.
Her titties are wet.
This poor guy.
Why can't I die?
I'm cursed.
I'm so fucking not dead, dude. This sucks.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to die of cancer from the snake.
Oh, yeah, he's going to bite him and he's going to slowly die of cancer for the next year.
My father died from rat cancer.
Instead of going for her, he goes for the giant monster snake. He's just trying to get it over with.
How did I think this was going to go?
I
can't fight a lady.
I can't beat her and her fat tits up.
I'm going to fight a giant.
How could I possibly attack this snake? That was his boner. Pushed his ass up.
Get out of there.
I'll shoot the snake.
No, that snake was
yes. Quick, that snake that's 3 feet in front of me. Oh, good, a little explosion.
Dude, this movie rules.
Yo, this movie is a 10 out of 10. I hope he made millions. Just when you thought it was safe to take a pee.
Well, there goes my Blumpkin later.
Let's see.
Starts turning in real quick.
She's like, you want to touch it?
Yeah. No. Okay. Sorry.
I wasn't sure if it was too soon.
Sorry. We usually fuck after things like this. I just assumed.
So I was supposed to put the claws on my knuckles.
Okay, folks. We got one more stop on this tour. Jade, make a right at the next building.
I'm trying to remember who's even left. Hell yeah, dude.
Still hurt. I was hoping it wouldn't hurt so bad now.
I think that's the lady that's drunk.
That's so funny. It still hurts. I wish it didn't hurt.
My stab wound.
Well, that's the thing about getting stabbed in the hand. It hurts.
It hurts for a little bit.
Gotta let us handle this one.
All right, guys, let's go kill this tranny.
Let's do it.
We heard they're reading stories to kids. Let's get them.
This Chang guy, anyhow.
He's the brains. Chinese father, British mother. Raised in Hong Kong and London. Educated, suave, merciless. His bodyguard's a sadistic killer. Chang keeps him happy at his work.
That's Chang?
Yeah.
Hello, Chang.
I feel like they wrote the movie and they were like, he's supposed to get an Asian guy.
There must have been a rule of the 80s where they're like, we're only hiring Asians if it's hilarious.
More.
But yeah, nobody has actually used the nunchucks. That's such a funny thing, Frank. Nobody has used the nunchucks for anything but just a stick.
He's gonna watch.
They just walked into his office and beat the shit out of this guy.
Yo, this guy looks so intimidating the whole movie.
He's no lie.
He wasn't useful for
shit out of him.
He wasn't useful for a second.
I'd say it's all over.
In a pig's ass.
He's saying a pig's ass?
Yeah.
Want to come with us?
In a pig's ass?
If those were the rest of his lines? He's just hitting a pig's ass.
That gun is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? Wait. Did he spear throw his sword?
Yes.
No.
Ew. You're a cop, lady.
But this is really radical.
She's seen like three people get blown up yesterday.
She shot a bunch of people.
Thanks, kiddo.
Yeah, where was that gun earlier?
I'd have probably missed the stone, bitch.
That thing's ridiculous.
Thanks for shooting that guy out that window, baby. Boop.
Is that a real boat?
It has to be. It's got to be before you CG a boat, right? Because I was thinking the same thing.
And now we'll all just sit nicely on a boat.
We all deserve a vacation cruise on the Malibu Express.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah, but
I have a feeling the Malibu Express, because that's the last movie.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he just still had the boat. I was like, hey, we got a boat.
Yeah, we can do this movie on a boat.
What do you mean?
I think the last 20 minutes only of this movie kind of didn't show titties. Is that what happened? Did they stop titties?
I don't think we've seen titties in a minute.
Saying. Yeah.
As better relations, you're all bound by law to turn in any confiscated goods, right?
That's right.
I'm just a mere civilian. Since anyone who could identify the diamonds is dead, the diamonds belong to me.
Can she do that?
This is you guys.
I don't think that's how the law works.
Nate, this is you guys with Kid Rock's watch.
A job worth doing is a job worth doing for the right price.
He left the room and I was holding it.
Do you know the Kid Rock watch pit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a movie.
I just,
oh, good.
Let's go.
No reason titties in the credits? Come on.
Next is going to be
Yeah, there we go. More titties.
Are they just showing the titties?
It really seems like it.
Boat karate. There's two to make you break. It seems you can't get there. You push ahead. There's trouble all around. Run to your destiny. Titties.
Yes.
The price is high. Found.
Found. The lyrics come up before the word. Ooh. After the he says it.
We never saw Jack Lady's titty, do we?
Song jams.
Yeah, that guy's actually a beast on the board.
Oh, that was a stunt guy.
It might have just been the actor.
Because he didn't do a lot. You're right.
He didn't do a lot. I really liked her too.
Yeah, that was a really good scene.
Is this song on Spotify? Dude, we're listening to this on the way home. Oh, I got a hot
ticket. I'm gonna need a cold shower before we start recording panties.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to take a long shit.
Grip. When it says grip as like your thing on a, what is that?
You work with the electric department.
Okay.
You got a pair of titties on the fade out? I wonder. Probably not.
Don't.
Dude, flash you one last clip.
Yeah, I can see him doing that. This guy feels like.
Oh, shout out Goodyear Tires.
That's what those titties were made of.
That cat.
That cat wasn't in the movie, right?
That cat was not in the movie.
Not for a second.
Hard ticket to Hawaii.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that
wow
was Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Thank you to my guest, Nate Marshall, Andy Malafrini from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. On behalf of everybody here at the Gas Digital Network, this is Zach Amico saying, see you next week on Zach Amico's
Midnight Spook Show.
Hot ticket to paradise.